Netflix.
So what I'm hearing you say is that it's a self-image issue as much as it's anything related to the dog.
Status symbol.
It just has to do with people wanting to be feared and wanting to create this impression. And I guess I would understand that in an urban setting, but in the countryside in Ingham County, I guess I would wonder what's the benefit of that? The cows are going to be intimidated? I mean, help me understand that
one. I think the fear started from the urban
And it is predominantly in the Lansing area. It is. But we have breeders that are outside the city limits.
Yeah,
I mean, they're breeding their population. They're holding the fights, sort of thing.
The profit motive comes involved. Yeah. And once, you know, that's money. That's universal. That's not city dwellers.
Right.
That's not, tough times. You know, life is hard. I want to intimidate everybody. I want the status of that's all about the misplaced American.
Well, and you think it's happening in a lot of those urban settings, but it's happening in a lot of predominant neighborhoods. So, you know, a lot of times people want to look the other way because they think, oh, that's, you know, just downtown Detroit. And it's not. It's happening
out in
right
suburbs
here.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I would ask the question, Jamie, last time you were in here, you alluded to the fact that there's more dogfighting going on in Lansing than maybe the public knows about. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is that has gone on and what's happened in the 5.5 months since you were last with us when it comes to these dogfighting rings? And what do people look for in order to identify them so they can tip you off?
Well, we just had two convictions in the Lansing area, two gentlemen that were convicted of dogfighting in Lansing, and it was in a community with regular houses. I mean, you would not suspect there was any dogfighting going on there, but they were not only breeding them, but they were hosting fights. And we've also seen a number of dogfighters that have gone outside of our areas that we're also looking into. We're able to connect that, you know, we're right at the crossroads between Chicago, Detroit, also from Ohio. So we see a lot of transportation of fighting dogs in and out of the state. But we're constantly, you know, collecting information. We're looking into it every chance we get, every time we get a call. Our hotline is wonderful. We get a lot of really good tips there. It's been a little quiet lately, but as I said, in Lansing, don't be fooled. We have a lot of dog fighting. And when you see those things, you know, when you see the instruments that they use, such as the pole hanging that they use for the dogs to grab onto to strengthen their jaws, things like that, or a cat jenny. There's a number of things that they'll use. They should call us. Or if they have a lot of traffic in and out, different dogs there all the time, give us a call. It doesn't hurt to call and just leave it anonymously on our hot tip line. And believe me, it does give us some information that we can use later or even now.
I think back to that story you had with the 14-year-old. In every neighborhood, there are sensitive, caring, loving pet lovers.
Okay.
Absolutely. All income brackets, all structure, you know. So I think the more you can get out the flavor, I mean, just what you just said about the equipment that's used and the type of abuse and those type of things, I think that's what can turn the hearts of just, you know, three neighbors down the side, you know, down the way. Just, yeah, if you want to walk down the street with a pit bull, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be part of a particularly bad element.
Yeah.
And it's such a, you know, somehow we need social stigma to be against that, to be like, yeah, I'm allowed to walk my dog down the street. I feel a lot safer, you know, and that's one of the things when I was a 14-year-old boy, I wanted to feel secure in my neighborhood. It was a different neighborhood than what this 14-year-old boy may have been living in. But that's the other problem, is that we have to feel security. And that's one of the things I'm sure he felt was secure. And then to go down beyond that and start fighting the dogs, that's when he crossed a line that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. And it's sad that, you know, our children have to feel that way. Or, you know, what have they seen that would make them feel that it was okay to fight the family dog?
Yeah, that's...
Or any dog, in my opinion, but the family dog most of all, something
at some
that
point,
they've had since a puppy, according to the parents.
Yeah. Well, but let's go beyond that issue, because candidly, before we started with the show, we were talking in the studio, and one of the things I've observed, just being someone who goes to a dog park, is when dogs get together, they sometimes will play with each other, and people perceive that as fighting, when all it is dogs acting out on their instincts. Can either of you elaborate on that?
Well, I think that's part of it, too, going back to pet responsibility and ownership. Part of it is knowing your dog. You know, first doing research on the breed that you want to get, but part of it's knowing your dog. So knowing the signs to look for of your dog's anxiety levels and their trigger point. So, I mean, dog parks are a great place, you know, once you know your dog and you know that they can survive in that kind of environment. But for even other people to go to look at to see dog behavior, because you don't really get to witness a lot of what dog behavior is in that pack mentality. And it really helps to put that separate, that they're not human, they're an animal, you know, they're a species, and then a breed. So,
right.
And here's an interesting dilemma. You know, you've got a situation where low income, reputation for having a bully breed is it's an important part, but then there's little financial resources necessarily to actually spend the time to train the animal, to learn how to train them. There should be efforts in that respect to make it more accessible.
And that's where we're going to pick up the conversation right after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain.